A lot of our veterans will tell you they learn more in the service than any school could ever teach them. So it's fair to ask why they, in turn, can't teach others. Tonight we have a story about doing just that. It's about using some of the best young people this nation has produced to help form some great young people in the classroom. Continuing our Coming Home series tonight, here is NBC's Michelle Kaczynski.
From the battlefield in Iraq to the front lines of an American high school, Sergeant Daniel Worley's new mission finds him in a different kind of chaos. Mr. Worley.
All right, everyone calm down.
Is now a social studies teacher at a public school in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he's not at all what the kids expected.
Coming down, coming up.
I thought he was going to be like this straight guy coming down the military, push-ups and everything, but he's cool.
We're going to.
And calm. 2 years ago, Worley was in Iraq in the National Guard. Before that, 4 years as a Marine. Now, he's found his calling.
It's a world of difference. Some kids ask questions I've never thought about in my life.
It's his first tour in the Troops to Teachers program that helps soldiers get their teaching license.
I think his willingness to learn and his willingness to help out, and I think those are just two traits that come right out of the military.
Since this program started 12 years ago, more than 9,300 troops have served in America's classrooms. And now it really meets two goals. Many soldiers returning from war need jobs, and many schools need teachers.
Calm down.
The students are most impressed with his control.
That makes him really courageous because he's going out there and he's trying to protect us. And now he's teaching us and he's doing a lot of stuff for his communities.
I learned just to be patient because you can't win a war in a day. 3-2. Let's go, guys.
Now winning hearts and minds at home.
If I can reach one kid a day, that's enough to make me come in the next day. That's good. That's what I want.
Michelle Kaczynski, NBC News, Charlotte, North Carolina.
There you go. That's our broadcast for this Wednesday night. Thank you for being with us. I'm Brian Williams. We'll look for you right back here tomorrow evening. Good night.